While my guitar gently weeps, little lunatic fringe before that is 26 minutes before 7 on Dynamite Monday. The concept of Dynamite Monday, well, you know, August will be 2 years I've been here. If there's another bit you wanted to hear again, I don't normally repeat bits, but I figure, what the hey, one day a month, we can reach back into the anals. How do you say that? The annals. The anals? What do you do? Reaching back into the catalogs of past bits. And, hey, you can hear it again or tape it or whatever. 4321-101's the bit line. Let me see what people want. Hello, hop of the key.
Hey, Chris, I got some good news for you, buddy. You got a lawman on the line. I'm going to get your hydraulics pumping, and I'm going to show you some crowd control, some riot stuff to take care of the maggots. You understand?
All right, so you're a lawman on duty right now. You're probably going to give me a little sign.
Oh, I'm talking with this is the Midnight Crazy Crew coming off, but I got to ask you a question first. You hear him talking about you the other day?
Oh, God!
Did you hear him talking about you the other night on the show with the guy that
Yeah, I heard about it. David Letterman. Yeah, I heard.
All right, listen to the hydraulics, and I'm going to give you some crowd control. Go ahead! Now, we got the crowd control for you, Grease. Got some crowd control. Listen to this, Grease.
Yes, your police dollars at work. Your tax money.
Can you give us a lawman?
All right, bud, I'll give you a lawman. Y'all take care. My God, I can't believe it. Those men are carrying guns. Those men. Oh, speaking of lawmen, you see in the paper this lawman that got arrested? He used to work out in Montgomery County and has been accused of robbing a couple of places. And they arrested him. Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, I can't help but feel sorry for the guy, whether or not he did rob those stores. Because, you know what, it's bad enough to go to prison. But if you're a lawman and you go to prison, oh, boy, oh, boy. Because, you know, they have trustees typing up all the reports and everything. And word gets around. Geez, I hope they don't convict this guy, because if they do, his first day there. You know, there's nothing worse than being on cell block B, and there's a guy you arrested and got 5 to 10 because of a report you turned out. So we'll be following this Montgomery County lawman's case very carefully. But I guess on the bright side, even if he does get convicted and does do time and does end up, you know, spit shining a few hydraulics, at least he will have had the glory and the pride that comes from knowing what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. As a cop, let's face it, the most exhilarating thing is wearing that gun. I mean, how could you work for a country like England where they don't wear guns? You just stand there in a little blue suit with a nightstick. Captain, on! You gotta wear that rod. It feels good on your hip, and you never take it off. Because once you have the right that few Americans ever have in this maggoty day and age, you carry a weapon at all times. You are never without your peace. Even on your wedding day. There you are, standing in the church. Everybody's wearing green tuxedos except for you. You're wearing a green tuxedo with your Magnum strapped right around the outside of it. Your wife says, honey, won't you take it off? At least for the pictures, you say, never, never! And so you got that big Sam Brown around your suit jacket. Handcuff keys jingling. Mace. And that big Magnum as you stand there at the altar. Yes! The preacher says, do you take this woman? You grab that Magnum and say, you're damn right I do! Yeah! And sure enough, you walk down the aisle, daring anybody to throw rice at you. Well, you leave the church and you're still wearing that Magnum. You get to the hotel room and you strap that Magnum on over your bathrobe. You even go down to the hot tub that they have in the hotel lobby and you get that Magnum wrapped in a plastic bag. Your wife is freaking out. Honey, don't you ever think? You say, never! Never am I without this gun! Sure enough, the time comes. It's your wedding night. You climb under the covers and there you are, naked. Except for that Magnum. Lying in the bed, she hears the squeak of the leather under the covers. She says, please, honey, now. You say, never, I never take it off. Do you hear me? And as you're holding her, suddenly you hear a couple of burglars out on the balcony.
That hunky muffy messy got to be running cold upside down his head.
Well, they break in through the window and, yeah! You nail one of
on there. The other one comes at you with a knife, but you're too fast for him. You spin around, dive off the bed. The next day, the headline in the newspaper reads, Lawman plugs two on wedding night. Ah! Book 'em! From the 7 here, DC.